You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Paralympic Fan Zone in Battersea Power Station, the flagship location for the Paralympic Fan Zones. And currently in front of me is one of the two Paralympians that has opened the event, Danielle Brown, MBE, who has won archery gold medals in Beijing 2008 and London 2012. Danielle, thank you for joining us.
It's great to be here.
First of all, let's find out, you've won medals, as I mentioned, in Beijing and London. How did the two experiences differ for you?
Great question. I definitely noticed a huge difference in terms of the recognition. So I did the same at both. In fact, I probably performed slightly better in Beijing 2008. But after I won there, I did two media interviews. After I won in London 2012, I had two full days of media interviews. But the whole experience was different. There's so much media in the lead up to the games. I thought Channel 4 in particular did a really good job at actually explaining more about parasport, because I think until that point it really wasn't as well known as it is now.
How does it feel to be opening one of these fan zone locations to help people experience the Paralympics in a very different way to what they could before?
I mean, it's super exciting, isn't it? This is the first ever Paralympic fan zone, so for the public to be able to come here, to be able to see Paralympic sport, to be able to see all the athletes in action, I just think it does a really, really great job in terms of promoting the Paralympics, making para sport more visible, and that representation is so, so important, and it is so, so needed.
There are a few sports and activities and events that are taking place here at the fan zone that people can try. Are there any particular ones that stand out for you that you would recommend people to try?
Do you know what? It's a really difficult question, because I think one of the beauties about sport is that they're all different and people can engage in sport in so many different ways and find different things to do and things that they enjoy about it. And I think the mix here is brilliant, from fencing to cycling to boccia and goalball. I think that variety is just really, really important. So I just encourage anybody just to give everything a go. Try it, see if you like it, see if you, even if you don't like it, at least you learn something about yourself. I mean, personally, I'm quite keen on maybe giving fencing a go.
How are you hoping for the fan zone locations to inspire young people to get into sport, especially young people with disabilities?
It's really, really difficult to go out there and know what is available to you, know what options are available to you if you aren't aware of the options. So I think being able to try something different, but also to be able to see the athletes, to get inspiration from them, to sort of maybe see somebody with a similar disability to you being represented on the screens, I think that's really, really important, because it just opens up an amazing world of possibilities, and you can think, if they did it, maybe I can too.
What would be your message to kind of people who are looking to start their sports journey, maybe especially who may be inspired by the Paralympics currently taking place?
I think sport is just an amazing place for so many different reasons. It's a great place to make friends, it's a great place to just have some fun, to get fit and healthy. So I think it's just about trying something new, and I know that sometimes people can get a little bit nervous about that, also maybe not knowing what's out there and what's available. So I'd say just do some research, try and find something that you think would be fun, maybe take a friend with you if you're not sure, but just give it a go and see where it takes you.
What would you like to say to people who, you know, are new to these fan zones and who are coming here and experiencing the Paralympics maybe even for the first time?
I think it's important just to really just get involved. Like, it's a really immersive experience, trying the different sports, watching the athletes, just soaking in the atmosphere. And I think that's the brilliant thing about sport, is it creates these incredible experiences, this incredible atmosphere, and just being able to enjoy that, learn from it, is just a really, really cool thing to do.
It is certainly a great experience. Danielle Brown, MBE, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.